21 First Nation-backed projects have submitted proposals to BC Hydro as part of its 2024 Call for Power initiative, aimed at addressing the growing electricity demand driven by increased electrification efforts. Several of these proposed renewable energy projects are located in northern BC. They include solar initiatives in Vanderhoof and Quesnel, as well as wind projects in Fraser Lake, Prince George, Iskut and Fort St. John, and a hydro project in Stewart, among others. Near Vanderhoof, Sykeus First Nation is partnering with Armstrong, BC-based Energy Economics, to launch the Sazul Nahuyutsa Solar Farm Project, aiming to produce energy for sale to BC Hydro. Sazul Nahuyutsa, meaning, they store the heat of the sun, in Sykeus Hubughunik, will feature a 61-megawatt, MW, solar farm with approximately 96,000 solar panels across 350 acres, Energy Economics announced on September 24. The project proposal has been submitted to BC Hydro, which will select and approve bids by the end of this year, said Energy Economics spokesperson Jim Jacobson. BC Hydro rolled out its 2024 Call for Power after it recognized the electrification demands of the province to meet zero carbon goals exceeded the Crown utility's peak capacity, as highlighted in its 2021 Integrated Resource Plan. In northern BC, there is a significant growth in sectors such as ports, mining, hydrogen, technology, and liquefied natural gas, with industry stakeholders increasingly interested in using clean electricity. So in April 2024, BC Hydro announced this call for power to secure clean and renewable energy, identifying a need for about 3,000 gigawatt-hours, GWh, per year of additional energy by late fall 2028. The requirements for the energy producers' projects are that they must be cost-effective clean energy initiatives capable of starting by fall 2028 and involve partnerships with First Nations. By September 16, BC Hydro announced it had received 21 project proposals offering over 9,000 gigawatt-hours per year of renewable electricity. Jim Jacobson stated the goal of their Vanderhoof Solar Farm project is to secure a long-term electricity purchase agreement with BC Hydro, which would provide stable revenues for the next 30 years. The project's construction timeline is contingent on BC Hydro's selection process. Proposals will be reviewed until December, with potential construction beginning in approximately 2 years if approved, Jacobson said. If not selected, the project could still proceed, but at a slower pace. According to Jacobson, BC Hydro's call for power marks the first opportunity for independent power producers in 15 years after it identified the need for an additional 227,000 homes worth of power in the province. Instead of building a major new hydroelectric dam such as Site C, which cost $16 billion, BC Hydro issued the call for power to independent producers that can provide the required power without the high upfront costs of building new large-scale generation infrastructure, Jacobson explained. The collaboration with Sykeus First Nation was initiated when BC Hydro identified preferred power generation areas, including the Bulkley-Nechako region. Energy Economics reached out to Sykeus to explore interest due to prior collaborations. The call for power requires a minimum of 25% First Nations equity, making this collaboration a strategic fit, Jacobson said. Once operational, the solar farm is expected to supply clean energy to about 6,000 homes and businesses, supporting local net zero goals. The project is also anticipated to create job opportunities and promote educational and cultural initiatives during its construction, benefiting both Sykeus and neighboring communities. Sykeus First Nation will retain majority ownership of the solar farm and has the option to acquire full ownership, allowing for strategic decisions regarding the nation's economic future. An exclusive presentation for Sykeus members was held on September 12 at the community's gathering place, featuring drumming, singing, and a public engagement session. Sykeus Nation Chief Priscilla Muller said the community has been really receptive to the project. With recent mill closures in the area, this is an opportunity that will help our communities and the communities around us while creating minimal impacts to the land, Muller said.